Hi, this is Dick Vermeil. And if you're not listening to the grilling guys and following Bob's instructions, you're losing out, buddy.
Welcome back to the Grilling Guys on 107.3 WBBL FM every Saturday from 9 to 11. Jop is off today, and he's been replaced. And I'd have to say it was a fine choice that I made this time to replace him with Shasta from Old World Olive Press. She's done a wonderful job. And with us right now, we're really lucky. And Jop, I'm sorry to have to tell you this, but my boy Drew here is up from Brewery Vivant, and he came loaded for bear. He probably thought you were going to be here, but Shasta's, you know, kind of taken over your role nicely, and she's grabbed some of this. Good morning, Drew. Welcome morning. To the Grilling Guys. Thanks for coming back. It's been a while since you've been here.
It's a pleasure to be back, man. Appreciate it.
It's cool. Brewery Vivant is just this wonderful microbrewery that sprung up in an old abbey, sort of. Cathedral.
Yeah, it's actually an old funeral home, believe it or not.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah, so it's an old chapel. It's the old chapel from the funeral home. That's where our pub is, so it's pretty sweet. Or terrifying, depending on what time of day it is.
Or how long you've been there.
Exactly.
Or what movie you saw last night.
What's that?
Or what movie you saw last night.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, the place is really nice inside. Who owns the place?
Jason Spaulding is our owner.
Okay.
He actually is one of the guys that started New Holland.
Right.
And then branched off from that to do this.
Right.
So we're very fortunate.
Yeah. And you know what? Based on, what is this we're tasting right now?
This is our amber wheat. Generally we have, I don't know, what'd you say, Chris, like 3 or 4 beers that are constant, and then the rest of them always revolve.
And this is a constant, isn't it?
This is not a constant,
no?
Actually. This is one of our seasonal ones that we're just kind of playing around with. So.
Okay, then this is what I had when I was in there. Like, or maybe you brought this the first time you were on the show.
Yeah, I think the first one we brought was the IPA, if I remember correctly.
And one with some pepper in it, maybe.
That was Sergeant Peppercorn.
Yeah. Yes, that was really surprisingly good.
Yeah.
This amber wheat's great. I love wheat beers.
Oh, yeah, me too. So I'm glad you like it.
I love beer.
Yeah, just beer in general.
Beer.
What's your favorite beer? The one right in front of me. Right?
That's right.
Cold.
Cold beer.
Oh, thank you. Oop, that's enough. Well, tell me what else is on tap at Brewery Vivant, and why would somebody go there for a microbrew instead of one of the other 3 or 4, 5 or 6 in town?
Well, first of all, credit to everybody in town. We have a great beer town. It's a lot of fun.
We really do.
For us, I think we're unique because we're Belgian in style. Not a lot of guys are doing that right now, so most of our stuff is very European influenced. As well as our pub, we don't just do the normal pub fare, which is great. You know, I love a great founder sandwich. It's awesome. But for us, we do it a little bit different. So we have cuisine from the French countryside. So we have, you know, instead of maybe a sandwich, we have pâté, or we have, you know, kind of delicate entrees, which are really cool. So we try to do the whole food and beer pairing the best that we can in a very artisanal kind of in-house way. So everything is done in-house and from scratch.
Artisanal?
Artisanal.
Man.
What are you
fancy
brought?
Words.
You're going to have
fancy
to move.
Words. That's not for
great.
Me. It's sitting in front of you.
Oh, no.
You
no,
brought a pork chop with, you said pickled mustard seed on top?
Yeah.
God, that
sounds pork porterhouse, pickled mustard seeds, some candied sweet potato puree, and some wilted greens.
I wish we had a camera.
It's not that good looking, man. It's
beautiful.
Just a pork chop.
And it's a great shot sitting here with Shasta with her hands around this big glass of beer. And she's beers for breakfast.
It's what's for breakfast.
It is. But, you know, I think one of the reasons I really like Brewery Vivant, other than the fact that you bribe us, is the fact that I just love Belgian-style beers.
Right on.
I really do. I don't know. I mean, I know part of it's the yeast, and they're big on wheat. But I had a really good friend years ago when I was in the military who was from Belgium. And I think that sort of turned me on to good beers because Europe has, you know, always had good beers. I was drinking like, you know, big brand stuff back then.
Sure.
And he turned me on to Pilsner Urquell and all these different beers from Europe that I really didn't have a chance to buy. I mean, let's face it, 20, 30 years ago in the U.S., you didn't see anything like you see now.
No,
I mean,
no question.
Michigan is a great example. I think we're like fourth largest in microbrewers in the country.
We are. In fact, it's a great beer state. Super respected, which is really fun. It's fun to play around in the state with that for sure. So,
well, Shasta here is into the EVOs and balsamics. And if you take some of those things, like a great balsamic, if you're cooking with Like, so you go to Sobeys, get some great meat, and then you get a great balsamic, some good EVOs. If you don't have a great beverage to go with it, you know, you missed it by that much, as Maxwell Smart used to say.
Very true.
This is just phenomenal.
Thank you very much.
Hats off to you.
This is a great beer.
And your brewer, what's his name?
His name is Jacob. Jacob Derillo is his name. And he also was at New Holland for a while, a long time, actually, and then came over to us. So we're super fortunate to have him. He's a great guy.
You are, because I see Brewery Vivant all over the place now. So you guys, like, came out of nowhere, and within a year and a half, you're a big buzz around Grand Rapids.
Well,
no pun intended. Way to go.
Yeah, it was definitely not intended.
But it's true. We are definitely, you can definitely come and, yeah.
Sorry, Jop. She's even funnier than you. Well, gosh, awful nice of you to come up and bring your flavor. Brewery Vivant, you want to give us your website and your address so people can go down and check you out?
Absolutely. We're on 925 Cherry Street, and our website is very simple, Brewery Vivant, VIVANT.com.
Are you going to be at the Winter Beer Fest?
We will be there.
Okay, so everybody out there who got your tickets for Winter Beer Fest, hold your hands up. Oh, I see about 6,000 people.
Right.
And if you didn't get them, guess what? SOL. Gosh. Well, thanks so much. That's Brewery Vivant in on Cherry Street. It's just a cool place. I mean, great place to take your significant other for a date, because it's a classy joint, as Archie Bunker used to say. And yeah, the food is phenomenal. I mean, it's a microbrewery, but I mean, you're the executive chef. So I guess I'm complimenting the right guy.
I just cook stuff.
Yeah. Well, I'm looking at this pork chop and I'm like, wow, you know, this thing traveled. And it's
beautiful.
I know.
What a presentation.
My stomach's growling watching it. I know I have to arm wrestle Shasta. I'm a little worried about it.
We have a half a growler left.
That's right.
We'll figure it out.
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks so much, Drew from Brewery Vivant. This is the Grilling Guys. We're going to take a little break, and we'll be back.
Santa Monica, you left me to remain with all your excuses for everything. And I remember the time when you left for Santa Monica. I remember the day.
I am a guy and I like fire.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL FM.